Parshas Noach is the most famous, of course, for the flood, the deluge, which Hashem told Noach, build a teva, money will save him and his children and his daughters-in-law, the wife, and all the animals, seven of kosher animals, two each of non-kosher animals. And that is really the main theme, if you will, of the Sedra of Noach. I want to go all the way to the end of Parshas Noach, however, and that is the Perek Yud Aleph, and share Dvar Torah with you about the Dar HaFlaga, the generation of the disunion who attempted to build the Tower of Babel and rebel Kaviyachol against Ribono Shel Olam. So we begin in Bereishis Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Vayhi kol ha'aretz safa echas udvarim echadim. The whole earth was of one language and of unified words. Vayhi binasam mikedem, and it was they journeyed from the east. Vayimtzu vika, they found a valley, be'eretz Shinar, in the land of Shinar. Vayeshvu sham, they dwelt there, so people started to move. There was migration, and the more of the earth, more of the globe is becoming populated. Vayamu ish avayehu, and a man says to his fellow, hava nilbina levenim, come, let us make brick. The Nisrafa the Srefa, and we will burn them in fire. So they want to make bricks and they want to put them into the heat to make them strong. And the bricks will be for them as stone. And the bitumen served them for plaster. So they have bricks and they have plaster. What are they going to do with this bricks and plaster? And they said, oh, we know what we're going to do. Hava nivne lanu ir umigdal v'rosho b'shamayim. Come, let us build for us a city and a tower with its head in the heavens, v'nasa lanu shem, let us make a name for ourselves. Does God only think he has a name? We're going to make a name. Pen nafutz al pnei kol aretz, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth. The irony is they thought that this would save them from being dispersed, but the punishment for what they did is that they were dispersed. Vayirid Hashem lir'oses ha'ir, v'asa migdal. God descended, spoke to speak. Just as a point of interest, Targum Onkos, as a rule, never assigns anthropomorphic qualities to the Ribono Shel Olam. So Vayirid Hashem, according to Onkos, is Ve'isgili Hashem. Hashem revealed himself. There is no anthropomorphic qualities assigned to the Ribono Shel Olam, according to Onkos. Just a side point. And Hashem descended to see the city and the tower that the sons of men built. Vayom Hashem, and Hashem said, Hein Am Echad V'Safa Echas, behold, it is one nation, it is one language, the Kulam, to all of them, V'Lazeh, and this is what they did. They are unified. They have one language and one nation. And this is what they did with it. And now, with an ayin, lo yibatzer mehem kol asher yazmu la'asos. Should it not be withheld from them all they propose to do? Shall I allow them to go ahead with this? Said God, hava nirda v'navila sham sifasam. We will go down and confuse their language. One man will not be able to understand the tongue of each other. Vayafatz Hashem osam misham. Hashem scattered them from there. Again, the irony. They were afraid pen nafutz. What did Hashem do? He scattered them from there over the face of the earth. Excuse me. Vayachdu livno sa'ir. And then they stopped building the city. Al came Karashmo Bavel, therefore it's called its name Bavel, because there Hashem mixed up Balal Asfas Kol Arz, all the languages of the earth, and from there Hashem scattered them over the face of the earth. Okay, so I want to talk about the sequence of Psukim Gimel through Dalet. It's very, very interesting. Vayomro Isha al Vayehu, a man says to his fellow, Hava Nilbana Levein, Vinisrafa Lesrefa. We already looked at these Psukim already and translated them, but I'm going back now to help us understand the seemingly out of order sequence in the Psukim so we can get to our Dvar Torah today. So first they say, let us make bricks and bake them. They have bricks and plaster, and only after they have the building material in Pasuk Dalet, they said, oh, you know what? What should we do with this? Hava nivne lanu ir umigdal v'rosho b'shamayim v'naseh lanu shem. What's going on here? Shouldn't it be that first they say, let us build a tower to the heavens? In order to build a tower to the heavens, we need to make bricks. Don't you first have a plan, a design, and then you make the material? In this case, they make the material, and only after they have the material, they say, what should we do there? Oh, let's build a tower. So I now quote from the great Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Twersky, Zichrono Levracha, and the Sefer Twersky on Chumash. And Rabbi Dr. Twersky says, Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, Zatzal, the Rav of the Od Yishuv, well before the establishment of the state, of course, the Rav of the Od Yishuv, Av Yerushalayim, Zatzal, Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld pointed out the order of the verses seems to be reversed. It would appear first they should have a desire to build the city and tower, which is Pasuk Dalet, and only after they should make the building materials, which is Pasuk Gimel. Why does the Torah reverse the order? First you should say, I have a plan. I have an architectural design. Then you say, I need the materials, and you make the materials. But here they go out, so to speak. It would be like today going out to buy pallets and pallets of bricks, or bags and bags of stucco, or ordering tons of cement. And then you have nothing to do with it. You don't know what you're going to do with it. After the whole shipment comes to your front yard, you say, oh, you know, I have a good idea for the stucco. Let's build a house. Who in their right mind would order all that stucco, all that cement, all the bricks if they have nothing to do with it? But in this case, first they say, come, let us build bricks. Let us burn the bricks. Now we have bricks and plaster. What should we do with it? So Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, Zatzal, points out the order seems to be reversed. So Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld teaches us a cogent point, a very powerful and relevant lesson. Says Rabbi Dr. Twersky, to which we can bear testimony today. The Medrash says the intent of building this tall tower was to ascend to the heavens and do battle with God, Kaviyacha. Rabbi Elia Meir Bloch of Telz says they could not possibly have been so foolish as to think God in the sky, they could find him and do battle with him. Did they really believe that they could battle with Hashem and Shabbat? Rather, what they sought was to break loose from Hashkacha. They didn't think that they could battle against the Ribbono Shel Olam, but they didn't want to be under his dominion anymore. They wanted to break loose from Hashkacha Pratis, divine providence. The battle they proposed was to rebel against the authority of God. With this in mind, Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld says they would never have had this arrogance, quote, had they not become grandiose and exaggerated their own power. As long as they were dependent on natural occurring stone for building material, they would not have had the audacity to wish to escape divine providence. They wouldn't have believed in their own power that they could possibly escape divine providence. It was only after, says Rav Sonnenfeld, they had advanced and fashioned building material of their own that they felt it could be independent of God. Only then, after they fashioned their own building material, did they decide to rebel against divine authority. I mean, Dr. Twersky brings us down to our day. And fast forward today even. Of course, this was said. It doesn't say the year in which Rabbi Dr. Twersky Zatzal said over this vart. He is 90 Sfarim. At the time of his death from COVID at the age of 90, he had published 90 Sfarim. But the first impression of this Sefer was in November 2003. So fast forward that to almost 20 years later. And think of technology today. It doesn't compare to 2003. Says Rabbi Dr. Twersky, this strikes a familiar chord. The 20th century witnessed an unprecedented advance of science and technology. X-rays, sonogram, MRI, laboratory tests enabled doctors to determine parts of science and medicine they never thought of before. Antibiotics, wonder drugs, new surgical techniques save lives that had until now been doomed. Travel and communication are revolutionized. What should we say today, 20 years after the Sefer was published? Microwaves and instant food reduce the labor of food preparation. Air conditioning relieves the discomfort of torrid heat. And the development of nuclear energy puts an unimaginable source of power in man's hand. Look at all the developments that were discovered in the 20th century. However, the downside is that these dramatic achievements led some people to believe man was omnipotent. And the era of, quote, God is dead, Chalila, Rav Twersky actually writes that, the era of God is dead came to be, ushering in a dramatic lessening of the influence and interest in religion. Man felt he was so powerful, he no longer had a need for God. This is when society and the world becomes very, very dangerous. A man believes in their own power and science and technology is their God by the creation of their own hands, and they forget that there is a higher being. That is when anarchy reigns supreme. The advances of science and technology are indeed most welcome, says Rabbi Dr. Twersky. We are fortunate to have them, but this should not cause us to develop a delusion of omnipotence. The generation of disunion was the generation of delusion, we could say. The Dor HaFlaga was the Dor who didn't want anything to do with Hashkachas Hashem. Moshe, in fact, at the end of his life, was well aware of this danger. And in Parakhes of Devarim, he says, be very, very careful. V'ram levavacha, your heart will become hali. V'shachachtas Hashem Elokecha. And what will you say? Kochi ve'otzem yadi asali asachayel azah. The more successful a person becomes, ironically, the more he risks forgetting God. The Tower of Babel, says Rabbi Dr. Twersky, was 4,000 years ago. The entry into Canaan when Moshe warned them of Kochi ve'otzem yadi was over 3,000 years ago. But the era of a godless society is in our own time. We should indeed use the genius of the human mind to improve man's living conditions, to improve medicine, to improve society, technology, science. But we should not allow it to lead to the delusion of omnipotence. We are not the Kol Yachol. We are not the All-Able. We are not the Ein Sof. We are not the Eternal. We are not the Creator. We are the Created. How do we learn this out? Because Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld points out that first, they improved their science and technology. They said, well, you know what? I think we can make bricks. Wow, I think we can put them into the heat so they will be permanent bricks. I think we can make plaster to get these bricks stick together. After their advances in science and technology, at that time, 4,000 years ago, then they said, what should we do? Hava nivne lanu ir umigdal v'rosho b'shamayim v'nasa lanu shem. Once they had the science and technology, the advances in medicine and agriculture, then they said, oh, you know what? Let's build for ourselves a name. All of a sudden, they wanted to battle Koviyachol against Ribbono Shel and remove, so to speak, if such a thing was possible, Hashkachas Hashem from upon themselves. Rabbi Dr. Twersky ends by pointing out, it is reported that one of the astronauts was asked, did you see God when you were up in the sky? He responded, no, but when I returned to Earth and my wife delivered a perfectly formed baby, that is when I saw God. Last line of Rabbi Dr. Twersky, we can see God everywhere unless we close our eyes and close our minds and refuse to see or refuse to think. It's wonderful to use the advances, and our lives would be very, very different if we did not utilize the advances of science and of technology. And Allah and Torah wants us to utilize the advances of science and technology, but we must remember, Hu hanosei nechakoch la'asos chayos, as Moshe Rabbeinu, it is Ribbono Shel Olam who gives us the ability, the talent, ability, capability, the strength, and the wisdom to create all this might. And when we remember that, we will reverse the order. We will say, let us create new things, let us fashion new things, and knowing that it is always from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we will take a strong lesson from the Dor HaFlaga, the generation of disunion. Like Rabbi Dr. Twersky says, the generation of disunion became the generation of delusion. Let us learn the lesson and learn it well. I wish everybody a wonderful day and a Shabbat Shalom. Thank you so much for learning with me. Kol Tov to all.